A tribute to Patricia Golbowski, founding member of the Keystone Chapter, Philadelphia, by Lisa Bryant. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Patricia Golbowski. Photo 2, the caption, Lisa Bryant. From the editor, Lisa Bryant currently serves as secretary of the Keystone Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania. She is a freelance journalist and also creator and co-host of White Canes Connect, the official podcast of the affiliate. You can read more of her work at bylisabryant.com. Here is her loving tribute, written on behalf of the affiliate, to a longtime leader who recently passed away. Our federation has more than its share of heroes and sheroes that paved the way and make our organization what it is today. Add Patricia, Pat, Grablowski, founding member of the Keystone Chapter of Philadelphia, to the Hall of Fame. Pat passed away at age 82 on February 18, 2025, but not before leaving her mark in Federation history, as well as loving memories and inspiration. Originally from the small town of Girardville, Pennsylvania, Pat and her family relocated to Philadelphia, where she attended St. Lucie School for Children with Visual Impairments. Pat went on to graduate from a mainstream high school and later worked as a dictaphone typist before completely losing her eyesight. But for Pat, losing her sight only ignited the fighting spirit within. Her sister Anne said Pat then fully devoted her life to fighting for equality for blind people. Around 1990, she was one of a handful of founding members of the Keystone Chapter. Pat held a few offices, but served mainly as the chapter's treasurer for over 20 years. Jim Antonacci, past president of both the Pennsylvania affiliate and the Keystone Chapter, who knew Pat for more than 30 years, has tender memories of Pat, like how faithful she was to bring coffee and donuts to every meeting, refusing to take a dime of reimbursement. But he also recalls how she never hesitated to get on the front lines. With assistance from the National Federation of the Blind, Pat and three other Federationists sued the Free Library of Philadelphia for not providing accessible e-readers. In 2012, they reached a settlement in which the library agreed to a short-term solution to provide accessible readers. Further, the lawsuit completely altered its future procurement of devices. The library committed to considering accessibility features and compliance in its purchasing process. Antonacci also recalled Pat protesting against negative stereotypes of the blind in entertainment and for guide dogs to be allowed on Amtrak. Whatever the Federation needed, Pat was there, he said. And she was a great Braille reader, loved the monitor, and was one of the most honest people I knew, he added. Lynn Heights, president of the Pennsylvania affiliate, credits Pat for bringing her into the Federation. She would call me every month for about a year to invite me to a chapter meeting. She never missed a month, Heights said. In 1996, the affiliate granted Pat a lifetime membership, citing her decades of dedication and service. You could count on her to help with everything from answering phones to outreach efforts and fundraising, Heights added. In addition to supporting Federation efforts, Pat volunteered and helped fundraise for her local Catholic youth organization. She also eagerly shared her Braille skills at the chapter's annual Louis Braille Day at her alma mater, St. Lucie. Her family recalls Pat's ingenuity and being a terrific problem solver. We were avid pinochle players and, so as not to be left out, Pat brailled not just one deck of cards, but two. She brought those cards, with the bumps, to every family event, said her sister Anne. Anne added that Pat will be best remembered for her courage and stick-to-itiveness. Blindness was just another challenge that she would learn to live with. The Pennsylvania affiliate is grateful to Pat for her pioneering efforts and unwavering service and has committed to honoring her legacy going forward. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.